Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and I'm joined by singer-songwriter Connor White. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for chatting to us. I was recommended to you by Gemma Hayes.
Yeah, I played with Gemma, I think, in November. We did a show together. So yeah, it was nice to hear. She's great. Means a lot coming from her.
She is great. But you have so much coming up this year. So obviously you've just released a new single, Righteous. You also have your album coming out, Swirling Violets. How does that feel to kind of have it done and ready to go?
Yeah, good, liberating. It's taken a while. But yeah, I would say in terms of recording process, from the beginning of the recording process, it's over a year, you know, to that. So yeah, it's nice to finally be able to share a bigger body of work.
Yeah, because you have done two EPs previous to this. What was the difference in the process going into an album?
I think with the EPs, the songs never really felt like a collection. You know, they were kind of individual songs that were put together just because of the timeline. But a lot of them were recorded at home or in different studios. So, and I guess with this, the majority of it was done in Belfast. There's a couple of songs in Dublin, but I tried to make the album a bit more cohesive. Mm-hmm. So before it was kind of treating each song, you know, doing what was best for the song, but this was more doing what was best for the whole album, you know.
Is it an album that you hope people listen to from start to finish, or does it matter?
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. I think everybody, you know, it's not a concept album. The songs have certainly been chosen because I feel like they work mm-hmm. in that order. But no, I know I'm totally aware. It's so difficult now to capture anyone's attention for, you know, there's so much music there. So if any people listen to a song, I'm always very thankful. But yeah, I would definitely recommend that if you're into the music, you know, listen to it from start to finish.
And chat to us a little about the artwork for Swirling Violets.
Yeah, it was done by a guy called Paul, and he's from Brighton. He is artist name is True Spilt Milk Designs, and it was really easy process. I had a kind of an idea that I guess there's kind of a cosmic other world, maybe like surrealism to the album. So this idea of the space and being within like a household, you know, being very present, and that with that idea, Paul just ran with it, and yeah, I loved it. So I think it might have been, you know, maybe had like two or three suggestions, and it was it.
He kind of got the idea of what you were looking for.
Yeah, yeah, and he previously did Villagers' last album, Fever Dreams, which is beautiful artwork. I think it won a lot of awards, so I knew it was in good hands.
Absolutely. So tell me, where did music start for you?
About when I was about 15, I always really loved music. But it wasn't until I was about 15 until I started playing guitar and just played in different bands. And subsequently, I went to university in Leeds to study music, and my aspiration was to be in the music industry, to be like an A&R kind of scout, you know, mm-hmm. sign bands. And I got the final interview for a year-long internship for Warner Brothers to be, you know, and I was hoping that would be my career. inevitably I didn't make it. And but instead, the same year, I ended up doing like a just this competition, songwriting competition, just for fun. And they got some good feedback, and there was a couple of A&R people there, and yeah, that like kind of gave me the confidence to think, oh wow, I could actually do this myself.
See, that's what they say. Sometimes things happen for a reason, and you kind of just have to go with it.
Definitely. I've kind of stopped hoping for things to happen. You know, try to enjoy things, and whatever will be. You know, you hope that's the direction you're supposed to take.
And you were in a band for a little while. Was it difficult to find your sound then when you went solo?
Yeah, in a sense. And I think maybe if you listen to my music up until now, the solo music, it's quite eclectic sounding. There's different, some, you know, quite guitar heavy songs, and there's folky. And that, I think that took a while because I didn't have, there was four other people in the band who had their signature, you know, sort of sound or go-tos, and that it was an easy formula. But when it's just me and I'm making all the decisions musically, then yeah, it probably took a bit longer to get sort of something that was cohesive. But I feel confident in it now, that I find something at least works for me, you know.
I'd say it's quite a fun process as well to kind of work through what you like, but also how you want it to sound.
Yeah, definitely. There's no, and I've really enjoyed making those EPs. And this album, I record lots of bits at home, and I really did enjoy finding those bits, and I don't regret any of the EPs, but because it's taken to do that to get where I am now, and I feel quite good about that.
And also, another song that's off the forthcoming album, I Did Good Today, was recorded in a church.
Yeah, so with, I think there's seven or eight songs on the album that were recorded in the church. So nice. I would have recorded a lot of bits at home, like demos. I mean, I brought them in to two friends of mine, Danny Ball and Chris Platt, and we recorded a lot of the parts. Kept some of them and recorded a lot of them in the church in Belfast that Danny works out of. So maybe you can hear
the acoustics.
Acoustics of the church, yeah.
Amazing. So the album Swirling Violets is out on the 19th of January. You're also going to be doing a couple of in-stores as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be in Dublin in Spin Dizzy on the 25th, and I'll be in Kilkenny and Waterford on the 21st. So yeah, there's a few, and then there's more in the north as well.
And people can just pop in on the day.
Yeah, I'll be there. You know, we'll be trying to sell as many albums as I can and sign them. And I'll be doing a performance as well. So I'd love to have people down.
Excellent. If people want to find out more about what you do, where's the best place for all the info?
You can go to my website. It's just Connor White, connorwhite.com, connchurwhite.com. And you can just find my Instagram. It's all. Man, that's the good thing about my name, even though it's difficult to spell. Once you know how to spell it, everything's easily found online. Yeah,
there's only one of you, which is great.
Yeah, exactly.
Connor White, thank you so much for chatting to us, and best of luck with the album.
No worries. Thanks, Louise.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.